What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Bussin' Spring Tour, brought to you by the most durable, most reliable, most exciting, beautiful vehicle on the road, and that is the Chevy Silverado. Give it up for Chevy. Outstanding. Just an outstanding vehicle, an outstanding lifestyle, and a guy here that's durable, just like the Chevy Silverado.
What's that?
I got a Chevy.
You got a Chevy? How do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah?
Chevy,
why do you
Chevy
have a
Camaro.
Chevy?
Because it's dependable?
It's dependable, durable.
And yes, the Camaro man. Looks
even
great,
even
too.
Even though it's a Camaro, it gets me through the snow.
Yeah, really?
It does.
Does it have four-wheel or no?
No.
And it's back-wheel drive?
Yep.
That's outstanding.
I tell you, Chef.
That's how you know it's a great vehicle.
And it's camo.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's an NIL deal right there.
It's camo.
That's an NIL. In my hand right now is a contract signed by your head coach saying, I, Jim Harbaugh, agree to make the Nebraska-Michigan game the Bussin' Bowl. Oh. How does that make you feel right now to know that next year when you you play at Nebraska?
No, they come here.
They come here. Donkeyed. It's already it's already written in stone.
Okay,
donkeyed. When you guys come here, not only will you be fighting for, obviously, a mark in the win column, but you'll also be fighting for the pristine, probably the most prestigious award in all of college football.
It will be.
Yeah. The Battle of the Bus.
Battle of the Bus.
Yeah. How do you feel about how's that? What does that feel in your heart right now when you're thinking about that?
I'm just ready to keep it here, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to keep it here.
Keep it.
Oh, yeah,
somebody's
got
to win it first.
Yeah, we're going to win
just
it.
Just put it in the middle of the field. They got to play around
it's
it.
It's here, you feel me? Like, it's here. We're going to keep it
Can't let it leave.
Can't let it leave, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be in the locker room with us after the game.
Yeah.
But, dang.
I'm just fired up. That's
going to be a great award.
It is.
The first to do it.
The first to do it. That one is the most important.
The first one.
Are you familiar with our show? And for everybody that's listening right now, listening, watching, whatever, we have a running back, Blake Corum. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
We have Blake Corum on, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Stud running back from Michigan. But are you familiar with Bussin' with the Boys?
Yeah, I watch you guys.
Let's go, boys.
Y'all be having a lot of fun on here.
So you'd be hyped to win the Battle of the Bus, to win that Bussin' trophy.
Yeah.
Gold bus, steel horns.
Oh, man, that's just going to be fire. Steel horns.
We have to get with an architect or whoever makes trophies.
An architect.
Trophy architect.
We got to get with an architect.
It's going to be that big. It's going to be a room. It's going to be brought over like that. It's a huge deal, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fire.
So, Michigan, when you were coming, where are you from?
Virginia.
From Virginia. When you're coming out of high school, what were your top schools?
Ohio State.
Oh, wow. Where did they offer you?
Yeah, they did.
Well, yeah,
I got my first, you know, they offer guys early this day and age. So I had my first offers in eighth grade.
In eighth grade?
Before I even got,
what a flex.
My man hasn't even hit puberty yet. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Eighth grade, I think there was only like two or three of us in eighth grade going to high school that had offers. And so, first three offers in eighth grade. And so I think I ended up with like 35 to 40 offers.
And he lived a different life than us.
For sure. For sure.
And so what were your top five?
I was either going to stay home at Virginia Tech, Michigan, O State. I was going to go out to Southern Cal. And then I was going to go somewhere down south. I didn't really have a five, but I liked South Carolina.
Yeah.
You just wanted to throw somebody in there.
Yeah,
like
throw somebody in, you know what I'm saying?
Throw an SEC school in there so people know you meant business.
Validated.
I would say that was my top. I really only had a top two, though.
Yeah, and that was Ohio State and Michigan?
Ohio State and Michigan.
So what edged out? Because obviously at that time, Ohio State was having all the success over Michigan.
Yeah, they were.
This and, is important. This is an important question.
Yeah, this is very important.
So, like, my big bro is Chase Young. We went to the same high school. Well, I went to a school called St. Vincent Pilate. Let me retract.
Go ahead.
I'm from Virginia. I went to school in Maryland, high school in Maryland. Where okay. I'm at in Virginia.
Which is kind of like that in the Northeast, right? Like, you can kind of...
Right, right. You go where you want. I went to private school. So, that's where a lot of guys do back home. They go to private school. And so, where I lived in Virginia, no one was really getting recruited in that area. Small town. Like 1,400 people, one stoplight town. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
No one's small. Small, you know what I'm saying? No one really coming out there. And so, but I always had, like, that drive. Like, I told my dad, like, we got to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I got to get looked at. And so, I started playing youth ball in Maryland. So I'll just drive there, you know what I'm saying, every day.
How long was that drive?
Like 2 hours there, 2 hours back. You know what I'm saying?
Every
like,
day?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, like, so I attended St. Vincent Pilate High School for 2 years. And so my parents would wake up at, like, 3:30, right? My dad got his own business, so he'd wake up at, like, 3:30. We'd hit the gym on the way there. And then he'd finish the drive, drop me off back to school. He'd go to work. Then he had to come back and get me. Then we'd go all the way back to Virginia. We'd do that for 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so it was a commitment, but it was paying off. You feel me? Like, dang, all right. I don't mind. My dad didn't mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was putting in the work. As long as he saw me working, he didn't care.
Yeah.
And so after the 2 years, I was like, you know what? I already had the offers. I need to play better competition. I went to St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. And the things I saw in Baltimore, boy.
Crazy out there.
What? Baltimore is wild.
It's a wild place. It really is.
Who was your NFL team growing up?
Cowboys.
That's soft.
Due to the rest of my family liking the Redskins or Commanders.
Shout out the commies.
but you were just because they're in the NFC East also. So yeah, you're like, NFC, I like the Cowboys.
So like, a little rival, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cowboys, Redskins.
You want to be a little different.
Yeah, yeah. So
when you were picking between Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah. So I wanted to get away when it came down to it. Both great programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great ball, you gonna get it. Great ball at Ohio State, you gonna get great ball here. I was just really connected with like the fan base, alumni base, academics. And that's what it really came down to. Not saying Ohio State don't got good academics.
No, they don't. They don't have good academics. I'll say it for you because I know you got a safe face.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ohio State, little, you need a pulse and a six pack to get in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's funny.
You like that?
What was there like something that stood out to you more with Michigan than Ohio State outside of like, yeah, academics, you know, ball's good, this, that, the other.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm the type of person where like, if something hasn't been done, I want to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't beat them. I'm going to go beat them. I ain't never lost to Ohio State. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you were a freshman?
Yeah, I was COVID year. COVID year, we ain't playing.
Four games, they didn't play them.
Last year, we beat them. I ain't never lost.
I like the confidence
I never lost.
A lot of Ohio State fans are watch busting with the boys. Don't know why.
Hopefully they do.
I hope they do too.
Yeah, we want to. I hope they do too.
Because I ain't never lost.
You never lost.
I ain't never lost.
And you got to go up there this year.
What was that experience like?
So obviously you went there. You want to be a person that beat them when people said we really couldn't beat them.
Change the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Change the culture. Everyone has that dream and aspiration when they go to a school. You're actually doing it right now. When you beat Ohio State, when that happened. What was that feeling like? Well, really, I don't know if that feeling was even that big for you because you just do that.
It was a good feeling, but, like, the way I feel like we worked last year, like, we wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, being Ohio State was cool, right? That's what we wanted to do. But we wanted to win the championship. We wanted to go to college football playoffs. We just had to go through them to get there.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was a great moment, right? You know what I'm saying? Everyone charged the field. I was actually coming off a high ankle sprain, so, like, I was still playing. But, like, my ankle was still messed up, but I'm trying to win, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your boy Haskins went off.
Went off.
With that, though, you're very, number one, you're a very determined individual. And
it's easy to see.
That fires me up because you're also a rising sophomore. And you're like, we expected that, and we wanted more. We wanted to win the championship. We wanted to go to the college football playoff. What was the experience of losing the college football playoff like for you? Like, what were takeaways from that? Because as determined as you are, you were probably pretty pissed off.
Yeah,
that you guys
I was
lost
hot. I was pissed. It was tough, just like, because they was whooping our ass from the jump.
For real. It was tough to watch.
Yeah,
it was
like man.
He was a Michigan guy that day. You know what I'm saying?
You guys know you're carrying the Big Ten.
Big Ten. Yeah.
It's like, all right, we're about to fucking show them
most
what the Big Ten's about.
Most definitely.
Unfortunately, it wasn't like.
It was just like the things of like, we didn't show up to play. They were. just whooping us, you know what I'm saying? On both sides of the ball, it wasn't like the defense was doing good and the offense was just doing bad.
Yeah.
All around, special teams, like, we was just getting our ass. I'm sitting on the sideline like, yo, like, what's going on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we're not that bad, you know what I'm saying, to be losing to the guys like this. So, I mean, after the game, you know, you just sit there, take everything in, you know, and just really soak it all in. I think I took a week off just to refresh the brain, you know what I'm saying? Get ready to get back on this grind. And so I feel like now we know what it takes to get there. I was hurt. I was pissed. I was hurt.
So what does it take, though? Because when I'm watching, I'm a fan now, right? Like, right. Played there a while ago, but, like, for me, I'm just watching these dudes. I don't know you guys. I'm like, it just looked like Georgia was faster.
Faster.
Way faster.
Faster on the D-line, everywhere.
Everywhere.
D-line was fast. I know y'all just saw that big boy.
Yeah.
He ran some type
ripping.
Of
crack. Dude, that kid was 4'7".
4'7". What, 350?
Yeah.
Oh, 360, I 360? Think. He was massive, bro.
Dude.
I mean, you can say, like, if you look at papers of like that, like, yeah, I'm sure they're faster or whatever. But also in that game, they just looked a little nastier,
they
too.
Did.
Like, they looked like,
oh, I'll give
but
it
the
to
only
me.
Thing on their mind was, like, we got to get back and win. Beat the shit out of Bama.
Yeah. They wanted to get back for sure. And, just like we had to go through Ohio State to get to the Big Ten Championship.
Right.
They knew they had to get through us, and they had no problem getting through us.
Like, no problem.
No problem.
And that's tough to say.
It's tough to say, but I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it to them. They whooped their ass.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to get more speed in here for sure. I guess, like, what do you, like, from a recruiting standpoint, when they bring recruits in, are you out there helping out with the recruits?
Yeah, I recruit offense and defense. Actually, my boy Cam Good, we're going to – hopefully he comes. You know what I'm saying? Cam Good,
if you're watching, he
plays at UCF, interior D-line.
Oh, it's time. Cam
Good?
You know
what I'm saying? Cam Good, come on, boy.
Let's go. Come on, bussing. You can announce it right there.
You know what I'm saying? But he has an official coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I feel like we need some interior guys on the D-line. We need a little bit more speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because speed and space, and then the game's kind of changing. You know what I'm saying? So speed and space would be good, but I definitely help recruit.
Because I thought it was wild that, like, Ohio State, they're fast.
They're fast.
They're fast. And I thought,
I mean,
oh,
they're good. They're a good team, and y'all beat the shit. That's what was surprising
to me. Beat the shit out of them.
Because they're a good football
ground
team.
And pound, but the Georgia's defensive line was just different. Their whole front seven, their linebackers, kid's a stud.
Yeah. Just flying around.
I remember.
I was in the B, or I was out wide. Just say I was out wide, right?
Yeah.
And I came back, did a motion, and he had me, man. And he ran with me the whole way. And as soon as I caught the ball, he was just right there.
I think I remember what player. Like, you talking about the linebacker?
Yeah, linebacker, number 17.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, like, how's that?
Did you say that to him? Hey, how'd you do that?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking, like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, yo, he can't be that fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to go through the traffic, had to go through the other linebackers just to keep up with me. I'm like, dang.
Man, fuck the SEC.
With your... Obviously, you're very focused on football and everything else. Mm-hmm. And it's a question we kind of ask with all the players. Like, what does the NIL landscape look like for somebody like you? How do you prioritize it? How do you factor it in to branding? Because that is now a thing.
Yeah.
Like, talk a little bit about NIL at Michigan.
It's good. You know what I'm saying? For everyone else, like, I have my own, like, marketing person, you know what I'm saying? But for everyone else, like, women's sports, because everyone deserves to get a little NIL.
Yeah.
So Michigan created, like, this influencer app where, like, donors and whoever is trying to reach out to these athletes, they can just go right to the app and get them. I don't do that, but that's just for Michigan.
Is that kind of like what Open Endorse does?
That's what Open Doors, yeah.
Open Endorse.
That's what
Nebraska
Open Doors does. Yeah, that's Nebraska.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
They got thousands. And I want to say influencer might be, like, somebody, like, in their industry, like a competitor or something.
Right, gotcha. Probably.
But it's like a middleman for business. Bus with the Boys wants to give you something. We go through that platform.
Influencer, right. I mean, I have my own guy. I have my own, like, email inquiries and my IG and stuff. But for me, NIL is good.
It's good, dude. You're a running back at one of the most prestigious universities.
Yeah. We had on the quarterback of Nebraska, and he's talking... I don't know if you saw that clip.
I saw six figures.
Yeah, he said, I saw six figures.
I'm right
figures.
There, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm right there, too. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. I saw six figures.
Right there,
I'm there, too.
I saw six figures.
Not that big deal. It's probably more. It was whatever.
I'm right there, too, but I'm glad NCAA passed this.
Oh, my God. It's got to be unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? It's huge.
You and you got to take it as an opportunity to learn how to, like, handle money.
Handle money, you know, pay your taxes, everything. I know my boy Caleb Williams, because he's from back home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he signed a deal with Beats. He making over a mil.
Who's this?
NIL.
Caleb Williams.
Quarterback.
Yep.
For who?
Transfer from Oklahoma. Remember that freshman that he played for Oklahoma last year? He came
Rattler?
In. He beat Rattler.
Oh, he's the one that came in during the Texas game.
Yeah, because Rattler was
That's my boy. So.
And he's got a 7-figure deal with Bose?
Well, all his deals combined, I would
say. Oh, Beats, my bad. Beats. My fault. No disrespect.
I don't really know how much he's making.
No free shout-out to either of those
companies. Yeah, no free shout-out to either.
he making over a mil for sure.
Damn. Yeah. It is wild, man. It is wild. We just had your coach on, Coach Harbaugh. You got any good menacing stories from him or recruiting stories? Or what's your best Coach Harbaugh story?
Coach Harbaugh. I got a story.
Yeah. Let's go.
We was... It was during camp, right? Last year, August, I guess. And it was after practice. We went to the team room. We had a team meeting. And he started telling us these stories about him playing. And he started talking about how he would cut his arm off. But he was being dead. He was being dead ass. Like, he said, yeah, I'll cut my arm off to be able to play again or to beat Ohio State. And so the guys are really just like locked in. Like, yo, he's being dead ass. Because Coach Harbaugh don't joke.
Yeah.
He's like, he was being dead serious about cutting his arm off. Like, I'll cut everything off.
Cut everything off.
We should have asked him that question.
And some people giggled. He like, what's funny?
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What's funny?
He's got that look, too. Like, oh, man, this motherfucker's crazy.
Like, when it comes to football, like, that's like all he cares about sometimes, I think. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just cared about football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wanting to ask him how he had 7 kids, like, when he's just so just deep grinding. In with football.
Yeah, just grinding. I was wondering the same thing sometimes. Like, yo, he here all night. Don't he want to go home and see
just
his kids?
Just getting after. And he was in the NFL before that. And we know how that life is. It's like, you don't even see your family.
Yeah, I bet you it was hard.
Oh, it's got to be so hard. He's got to have a hell of a wife, for sure. Have you met his wife?
I have.
She's cool?
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's got to be all the time. Have 7 kids running that household. He's like, the life of a wife of the coach has got to be.
Yeah, like, I'll be driving on State Street sometimes, and I'll just look in the parking lot. It'd be like, say, like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. His car's still there. I'm like, yo, he's sleeping here tonight or something? Like,
yeah.
He's about the ball, dude.
Yeah, how do you like playing in his offense? Because I know when he first got here, he was running kind of the classic Stanford, 1,000 tight ends, run the ball down your throat, and it's kind of like developed a little bit more. You guys are more kind of like the Titans are. Run, play action, screens, that boots, those types of things.
So I mean, I love the offense. You know what I'm saying? It's a mixture of power, speed, and space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then we throw the ball to the tight ends a lot, but we get it to the wide outs. You know, he uses the running backs. We go out wide. So it's a little mixture of everything, which I love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like running downhill, but I like also running to the outside using my speed. And,
yeah, you got to be a fast guy, right? You're not the biggest dude in the world. You're not super tall.
Exactly. So I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think he's done a great job. We're actually putting some things in this spring ball. I'm not going to say too much. But
yeah, you can't say too much.
You know, but it's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's going to be good. It's going to be electric.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited, dude. That's going to be awesome. How do you do with losing guys like Ajabo? Is that how you say it, Ajabo?
Yeah, Ajabo.
I wouldn't want to say it the wrong way. I know that they just reported that he got injured.
I saw it, which is tough.
That's hard. And I hate to see that happen to a guy who's supposed to be a top 15 pick. Mm. But a guy like him, Aiden Hutchinson, offensive lineman, you have a bunch of guys that are kind of staples of changing the whole demeanor of this entire franchise or program. Like, how do you replace those guys? How do you step up and,
I feel
make
like
up for leadership?
From you replace those guys by like watching them when they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's my turn to step up. It's my turn to be a captain, to lead this team, just like, you know, Aiden did and Josh Ross, you know what I'm saying, Stuber, you know what I'm saying? So I watched those guys the last 2 years. And so now it's my time. I learned from them. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm throwing my own little juice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be my own guy, be my own type of captain. But, you know, just leading in a way, like, you got to lead by example, but you got to be vocal as well.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's where I can step up now, and along with other players on the team can step up. But it definitely sucks, you know what I'm saying, when you have a leader like Aiden and Jabba coming off the edge.
Yeah, stunts.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard, but now it's time for guys to step up. It's time to take advantage of the opportunity. And so it should be big.
Yeah, you know what the program's supposed to be like, too.
These stickers right here.
Mm-hmm.
I know something we didn't ask Coach Harbaugh about.
Let's do the Dukes, because he's got to go to practice soon.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We said 20 minutes.
Just looking out. We got time.
Are they making any practice?
We got time.
Are we making this Dukes?
Dukes.
All right, so. Just, yeah. Oh man, yeah. Duke. Oh, sorry. I am so sorry, Felicia.
On the Duke all
bleep
the time.
That. Bleep it.
Yeah, doopy.
But our Duke Cannon segment, it's a segment brought to you by Duke Cannon, the official scent of Bustin' with the Boys.
It's
the Boys.
Outstanding,
we've
dude.
Just identified it recently, and it is truly incredible. And we'll do what we've done with everybody.
Isn't that fire? You're going to get you a little box of
put
this.
Put your finger in that and take a smell. And then you can put it on your neck. Then you can put on your neck.
That smells good.
Yeah,
that needs to be in everybody's locker. I feel like everybody in the college.
This is beer soap. You're like, is that going to smell good? Am I going to smell like a drunk person? And you smell like, damn,
that smells
pretty outstanding.
Athletes, military, just grinders, dude. It's a gritty brand. Smells amazing. Not for clowns. They're all about having fun with it. But this segment,
the ladies gonna like that.
Yeah, no question about that.
Exactly.
Ladies gonna like that.
We can't say a whole lot about sex appeal, but he said it, not me.
Yeah.
Like right. I put it on.
We can't help that Duke does it.
Right. We can't help that Duke Cannon does it. Like I put it on, like, oh damn, I'd get a little weird with myself. But he said it, not me.
I smell good at the practice.
I put this on the other day. My wife was like, hey, what's going on with you right now? What's the difference between us? I was like, good or bad? She goes, great. I was like, it must be the Duke.
Like, yeah,
it
I know,
must
right?
be the Duke.
Must be the Duke Cannon. All these lights are blinking. Is that bad? All right, cool.
But bringing the locker room to life through Duke Cannon. Tell, the stickers, my fault. I got off tangent, my fault.
Yeah.
The stickers, the tradition here that Michigan's trying to build with the stickers. Can you talk a little bit about that? It was something I feel like we wanted to ask Coach Harbaugh about because you didn't get to do it.
Yeah,
back
I never wore the stickers. Right. And I thought it was the coolest stuff. Like, when we played Ohio State, seeing all their little Buckeye things, like, yeah, you hate Ohio State, but that's a dope look.
Yeah, it
looks
good.
You kind of like that. So how do you earn these? What do you do to get that?
So it's really like you can see right here, Aiden, two-time captain, right?
Yeah.
And so that's his accomplishment. He's going to be able to take that home, show his kids one day, you know what I'm saying? And so you got to be playing in the games. As you can say, we won game 947.
It's a lot of games.
So it the games you win, games. They go on there. And then he was Big Ten, All-American. So you can see. So it was all your accomplishments, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like a Letterman's jacket on a helmet.
Letterman's jacket on a helmet. Exactly.
That's a great reference, Will.
Yeah, that was great. But exactly. It's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? You break a record, you get a record sticker on there. And we had this thing called TED, and it's making all the spring practices, all 15 of them. You make all 15, you get a TED sticker on there. And so it's really just something to work towards. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's cool. You wish you would add something like that?
Yeah, I definitely do. That looks so cool to me. Does it become like kind of a competition?
Yeah.
With the skill guys and everything?
It makes us how do you want to compete.
Yeah, who's got the most stickers?
Yeah,
who has the most stickers?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bro?
The early enrollees come in and then they try to, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to make a move. I'm like, hey, you don't even got no stickers.
Yeah. Let them know.
You got to work to this, you know what I'm saying? There's levels.
Were you as a freshman, did you have like an initiation process? Like somebody tell you, hey, you ain't got no stickers, man. Shut the fuck up.
Nah. That ain't happen. Cause we just started this year. Like we had stickers, but
oh, gotcha.
It wasn't like these types of stickers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just stickers.
Stickers.
Yeah.
Right. So, but
you got any freshman stories with the old linemen or?
You know the old linemen.
Old linemen do some questionable stuff.
They I'm not gonna
shower stuff.
So yeah.
You don't have to say names, but you can tell the story.
Tell the story. I mean. They're the guys that are most comfortable just, you know, walking around naked and just
love all of our episodes gets to be naked.
Yeah.
Just doing some weird shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just I'm not into none of that, but like they just playing around. So I'm like they come over close to me, I'm like, hold on, bro. You know, step back, you know?
Yeah, they're trying to give you a big bear hug or something like that.
They're trying to, one will hug me from this side, one will hug me from the back.
Oh, from the back?
Hold on, bro.
Oh, my God.
Trevor and Zach like that?
What? All of them.
See, that's crazy because they're on there. We're like, you got stories knowing you, you know. They're classic offensive linemen. It's like, yo, hey, tell us a story. Like, you know.
Like, at the end of the day.
They wouldn't say much, man.
I know, but you know because they're the ones doing it.
Right.
Like, they're the ones being those dudes.
Yeah.
That's what old linemen do, I guess. Like, you like that?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I tell you what,
that's what I love to do. I guess you like that.
That's tough.
You love
it. The big thing is, and I know, and I'm gonna ask you this question. I know you're gonna lie. When you walk in the shower, you ever see the meat?
Nah.
You lie. I'm gonna give you a little spoiler. You're under 6 foot. All right, and it's a tall
you're
business.
Down there.
Hold on. I'm short, right? I'm short, but I'm not down there. My eyes are up. You know what I'm saying?
So you shower like this?
I shower right ahead. I'm not level with them.
Yeah,
though.
But look at this. See, I can see my hand right here. You know what I'm saying? I see my hand right here right now.
Though we used to have so much fun.
Bro, do you see, like, there are some dudes I played with. So go ahead, Will. I just keep interrupting you.
No, you're good. You watch Amir Abdullah?
Nah.
Oh, damn, that's tough.
That's crazy. Nebraska.
But my boy, Amir Abdullah, we'd always like walk in the locker room. We were like seniors. He was a junior.
Oh, the running back.
Yeah, the running back.
Yeah. I know you're talking about that.
That's why I felt like you probably watched
it. I know you're talking about now. And he was a dog.
Yeah, he was. He's going on year 8 with the Raiders. He just signed. Okay. But,
I thought he was older than me.
No, is that same year?
I'm going to year 9.
Yeah, he's still going on year 8. But anyway, when we were older, we'd walk in the shower bag. Hey!
That's why I say you can say gay. You can say gay.
Bro, this is Michigan.
What do you mean? Can you say
this
gay?
This is Michigan.
What's that got to do with anything?
People don't like that here.
You know what I mean?
Feminine.
We bet. Whose booty we taking today? Obviously joking around, right?
Allegedly.
He said allegedly. But man, we talked about on the other episodes. Like, just the locker room vibe is so much fun, dude.
So you've seen some meat.
I see a meat every single time I get in the shower.
Like, do you intentionally?
We shared.
Here's the deal.
We shared a urinal. We shared urinals.
Oh yeah, we've shared a urinal before. I've seen it up close.
Like the urinal that is just one big one, or
no. There's one stall.
One toilet. Like, hey, can I get in here with you? Yeah, come on.
Kitcho. There's kids, but I will tell you really quietly, and you can hear me right now because
there's kids around. We can't talk too loud.
Real quiet.
All right.
But when you walk in the shower, like, there's a dude who I played with my rookie year. Mm-hmm. Guy had an absolute hose on him. You know what I'm saying? And when you go to the shower, you can't help but notice greatness. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You see Muhammad Ali walk through the hallways, you're going to stare.
Right.
You know, I see that thing, I'm like, damn. I didn't know they made him like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them big. You got to like, you can't say names. You can't say names.
Either way, you're like, oh, let me see what my man's working with.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
Because you see some dudes.
You don't ever do that?
Nah,
You've never peaked.
Nah.
That's never crazy.
Hey, wow. You know what's weird is we're making it worse by whispering. Yeah. Like, wait, we're doing something wrong.
Talking about something leaning in like, hey, man, you've never peeked at
some meat before? Piece of meat before, bro?
What's funny is all of our episodes have that statement in there. Everybody's going to be like, yo, these
dudes
are
but if we're talking
so
loud,
weird.
It's funny. When we're whispering, it's like, are we doing something wrong?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're doing something wrong. What a fun way to finish.
I know. This has been a blast. Yeah. I'm not going to play favorites, but you were phenomenal on this.
You're outstanding.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you did a great job, bro.
It was
fun. And six-figure
fun
deal? Let's get a snap. Oh, yeah, you know what?
Appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Appreciate it. Thank you. Great work, dude. Great work. Let's get a pick.